Teach your children three things: love for your prophet, love for his family, love for Quran recital. Teach your children three things: love for your prophet, love for his family, love for Quran recital.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you in our program Parenting Skills. If you want to better upbring your children, if you want that your child's behavior is betterly managed, his anger is controlled, and other challenges that you're facing, alhamdulillah, this program will definitely benefit you. We've got our professional advisor, Dr. Zeerak Attari, with us, inshallah. We'll go towards him and we'll start this program with some of the case studies we've got. And we had actually conducted a public survey before starting this program, and we received a very good response from your end. And alhamdulillah, some parents, they have written to us what problems they are facing, and we have selected those cases in our programs. So let's go towards our professional advisor, Dr. Zeerak Attari. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you doing?
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen ala kulli ala. How are you, Rizwan bhai?
I'm good, alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. Once again, you've given your precious time to us. Now some parents, they have written to us. And mashallah, very positive response we got when we were starting this program. We've got few cases in front of us. And the very first case in this episode, I would like to share with you and need your professional advice on that. But there's a boy, 10 years of the age, and he's not suffering from any physical health or mental health. He's not taking any regular medication. And there's no family history either. And actually, what the parents, they are facing problem of behavioral issue. And what we have received in detail, that let me read that to you. Behavioral problem. Actually, I have four sons, first 10 years old and second 9 years. They play together and fight with each other when they argue. Then they get angry and annoyed, use silly words and misbehave. This is what they are facing, a challenge. As far as the strategies they have adopted to solve this problem, it says, I ban them from gifts and games. Sometimes I get angry and shout at them. This is the approach they are adopting to sort this issue out. Doctor, your professional advice on this.
Jazakallah khair. Once again, I'm very grateful to all the parents and guardians who have actually taken time out to respond to our survey. It's not easy to share your personal problems or challenges that you face in terms of your children. Yes, it is completely anonymous, but I am still grateful to those parents. So in this case where we've got two boys, 10 and 9, boys can be quite handful, especially at this age, and clearly looks like there is a sibling rivalry between these two children. For the viewers of Madani Channel, what is sibling rivalry? It's absolutely natural phenomenon. When you have two children, whether they are two boys or two girls or boys and the girl,
one gets jealous.
They basically there is a competition between the two.
Yeah.
So they, what one gets, the other has to get it as well.
Yeah.
And if one doesn't get, the other gets it, then it's a problem. There are problems in every, you know, there are issues or there are fights or there are battles, whether it is toys, whether it is gadgets, whether it is screen time, whether it is food time, whether it is whatever. And I have to say, this is natural part of growing. That's what we have been seeing over the last few years and so forth. And this is called sibling rivalry.
Okay.
But this can really be a very difficult situation for the parents.
Agree.
If it happens here and there, then it's not an issue. But if it's happening every day on every little thing, then clearly parents can get very upset. And if you look at it, you know, from the strategies point of view, what the parent is doing here is banning them from gifts and games and then getting angry and shouting.
Yeah.
So as I said, that this is a normal part and parcel of growing. So once these children, they are teenagers and they turn into adults, they will actually, you know, this will go away. Yeah. So it's not that if they are fighting now and they will carry on fighting, but once they become adult and their brain matures, the chances are that they will actually be good brother and sister or good siblings. But what the parents end up doing it is, for example, in this case, I can only comment on what the information I've received.
Yeah.
And the information I've received is that they get banned from gifts, they get banned from games, so we can say that their privilege activities, and then the parents are getting angry and shouting. None of this is going to help.
Definitely.
The first thing that is going to help is understanding that this is natural part of growing. The second thing that is going to help is sit with the children and try to set boundaries.
But actually, also, I've seen sometimes in some cultures, right, they shout and want to stop shouting. And they hit to stop crying. What is this?
Who hits the parents?
Parents.
Parents hit the children.
To stop crying.
For the children to stop crying.
How is it possible?
Yeah, obviously, what happens is that the parents then get emotional.
Yeah.
And when they are angry, then obviously they can't use their emotional intelligence.
True.
Okay, because when you are angry, you can't actually assess the situation fully. So you will end up with a response which is a negative.
That's what I'm saying. How is it possible? You are responding to the situation. You want that other person to stop shouting, but you are shouting yourself.
Exactly. So it's counterproductive, and you are trying to get rid of a negative behavior by using a negative behavior yourself, which in essence, all the children are going to do is copy your behavior. So that makes it worse. So, as I said, the option one is accept that, you know, this is natural part of growing and it will actually go away eventually. The second thing is obviously setting boundaries with these children. So, how can you set boundaries? It is absolutely crucial that parents have rules and regulations in their home. And when setting boundaries, so for example, these two brothers, they are fighting with each other. It's not going to suddenly drop out and next day they will all be fine. No. They will have to adopt a stepwise approach if they are purely going to set in the rules in terms of this sibling rivalry or the fights that is happening. And basically what they need to do is, let's assume that they are fighting, they have five fights in a day.
Okay.
The parents could actually say, okay, look, you know, we want you to reduce this fighting.
Okay.
If in the next week you try to fight less than before,
okay,
if five fights a day, then four fights a day. You're not asking them to have four fights, but you want them to have less fights than previously for 1 week. And if they achieve it for the whole week, they get reward for the improvement in their behavior. That has to be very clear.
Right.
Yes, they are still fighting, but it is an improvement in their behavior. So that way you can gradually reduce the frequency of the fights that is happening. And then you can set in the rules and regulations. And many times what happens is that if parents, alhamdulillah, we are all Muslims. Mm-hmm. And we children, they tend to blame parents that they are unfair. Or you've given him that and you've not given me this, you treated him nicely, you're not treating me nicely, and so on and so forth. So they need to teach to the children that, look, it is not easy to be a parent. So in terms of setting the boundaries, as I said, that take it gradual.
Okay.
Set rewards for good behavior. These children who are fighting, they're not fighting all the time.
Yeah, true.
There are times when they are behaving well. So rather than, I mean, one strategy is that you keep punishing the bad behavior and all it is going to do is repress them. Mm-hmm. And when they are older, they will rebel.
Yeah.
The other approach is, okay, where you do need to apply sanctions, you apply the sanctions. Where they break the rules, they don't stick to the rules, you apply the sanctions, but those sanctions should be agreed in advance with the child.
Okay.
So not having screen time for half an hour or not at all for that particular day. And you have to reason with the children in advance when you're not angry and when they're not angry.
Okay.
So when you apply a sanction to them for not following the rule, children know where they can't challenge it.
Right.
Okay. And that's important why you agree the sanctions.
They will also learn.
And they also learn. And rather than punishing, then the other thing is that you note down their positive behavior, their good behavior, and you actually start rewarding that good behavior. Okay. So, for example, you could use star charts. Let's say that they are 9 and 10. So, if they pray their namaz, yeah, they will get one star. Okay. And you need to set a goal that, you know, if you get 5 stars, then you will be rewarded with something. Individual star is a reward, but ultimately at the end of whatever number of stars, whether it initially keep these numbers low. So for when you get 5 stars, then basically you will get a reward,
okay.
Another reward on top of it, whether it is a toy or whether it is a book, whether it is something else that they want, but it shouldn't be expensive. So, and children need to know the what good behavior they need to demonstrate to get a star. That's again very clear.
Okay.
And so, in essence, what you're doing is you are rewarding their good behavior. Now, what you can say is you can use the same stars to sanction the bad behavior. You can then, after 1 week, you can say, okay, this week we were all good behavior, star for a good behavior. This week, yes, star for a good behavior, but if you do this and this bad behavior, we will remove a star. You are not punishing them. You are not giving any other sanction. But this removal of a star, they now it's going to delay their journey to that other reward that they're going to get.
True.
So this can be very effective if it is used properly.
Properly.
And consistently.
Okay.
And don't let children overtake. Stars remain with the parents. Not with the children whenever they need and they can put one up. But it is crucial that you set the rules and regulations. For these good behaviors, you earn a star. For these bad behaviors, you remove a star.
It's really a learning experience, mashallah, with you, that how can we use these rewards and the sanctions. But
let me just add to this is that the rewarding a good behavior gives you a far better outcome.
Sure.
Than actually punishing a bad behavior. I'm not saying do not punish the bad behavior. What I'm saying is that there are only two. By keeping rewarding the good behavior, you are improving your relationship with the child.
Mm-hmm.
He is more likely to listen to you. And once he starts listening to you, now you can actually first develop that behavior, which is why I said in the first week or 2 weeks, don't mention or removing the star on a bad behavior. Just give them stars on a good behavior. And when they are doing in the 1 week or 2 weeks, you can say, now, yes, you will get a star on a good behavior, but for this and this bad behavior, we will remove a star. And it's important that at the end of 5 stars or 10 stars, they have an additional reward that they are happy about as well. So these rewards may need to be discussed as well. So what do you want? So set a reward, and hopefully by adopting this strategy, then what would happen is that there will be more good behavior. I would not expect in this case for this sibling rivalry to completely go away at this age.
Okay.
They will still be fighting with each other on little things. But as parents, the important thing is trying to reduce the frequency. It will never go to zero.
Yes.
Because if I went back and looked at my own childhood, if I was a brother or a sister or whatever, obviously it means that all of the parents are reflecting, looking back.
Yeah.
Then how much fights there were, okay, not in every single family, but majority of the children, there was sibling rivalry between them. But now that they've grown up, that sibling rivalry hasn't had any negative effect on your current life.
MashaAllah. Very good. Another important factor comes that, like, when the dad comes home, right, and the mom, she starts talking about the children, okay? She did not do nothing, she didn't clean, she didn't wash up, she never helped me. So all the complaint list is handed over to the dad. But Niganeshwara was mentioning a beautiful point that why not we also mention the good things she has done, or the good things he has done. So what would you say onto this, please?
No, definitely very, very sort of important point, whether it is the dad or the mom. I mean, clearly there are situations when the mom may be out of the home and the dad's temporarily, with the children, and when the mom comes back, and then obviously the dad may be angry, or hey, they did this and they did that. Definitely what happens is that the children, they will be doing positive things and they will be doing negative things. Negative from my mindset point of view. Because I understand that this may be negative, but the child doesn't understand that this is negative. Part of problem is that we don't explain to them properly that what is acceptable and what is not acceptable. And when they do something unacceptable, what we do is immediately, without explaining that this is unacceptable, we immediately go to the punishment. We immediately go to the sanction. The child doesn't understand why they are being sanctioned.
Okay.
So it is important for the parents to first explain what was wrong. Don't punish it for the first time. Don't give them sanction for the first time. Say to them next time, let's say, try for this not to happen.
By the same time, appreciation is also very important, and rewarding factor is very important too.
As a general rule of thumb, give reward 9 times keep the sanction 1 out of 10.
That's right.
Because if you are giving sanction too frequently, it is going to lose its impact. And very soon the child is going to realize, well, okay, then that's fine. I mean, I get shouted at, that's no problem.
Anyway, yeah.
You know, and it affects the relationship, it affects the self-esteem of the child, and you need to limit the sanctions, sort of 1 out of 10, and reward them 9 out of 10.
MashaAllah, very detailed explanation for this particular case. Let's go towards the next one. And also, another case we've got in front of us is a boy of 5 years old, and he's not suffering from any health illness or mental health illness. He's not taking any regular medication. So as far as the problem is concerned, lots of they've mentioned, I have 2 children, 1 boy and 1 girl, mm-hmm. 3 and 5 respectively. They are lovely children, mashallah, they've appreciated, it's mashallah. A good sign. Their mother sometimes shouts at them when they annoy her, which is normal reaction, but sometimes it is too much. Now kids are slowly using same attitude when they are annoyed. How can I help and play a role to help mother first and children too in this young age? As far as the strategies they have adopted, it says that I've explained mom several times and also children gently, but no result. And are there any family members who have physical, mental health problems? Says yes. If yes, so he says the wife, blood pressure, and maybe some mental health issues, but not sure.
So this looks like a concerned father, obviously. He's written on the behalf of the children. He's talking about his wife. Now, first of all, I mean, I must say that he's written it very beautifully, mm-hmm. the problem and the issue. And he's appreciating that the children are very lovely children, mm-hmm. you know. Sometimes as parents, we do tend to remind ourselves about the positive things about our children.
Mashallah.
And what he's describing here is obviously the mother of the children. She ends up shouting sometimes, and the children are now copying her behavior.
Yeah.
And he's obviously tried to explain things, and clearly it's not helping. I hope that the mother of the children takes this positively.
Mashallah.
Now, clearly, if the husband's thinking there are concerns, that it is better to get them checked. But sometimes what can happen
is
that
easy, isn't it?
Yeah, because it's difficult to accept your own shortcoming or weakness.
True.
And possibly it may be difficult for the husband to explain things to the wife as well. So go and speak to the GP.
Okay.
And if there is any, you know, it may be just stress.
True.
It may be mild depression. It may be some personality traits. Okay, but whatever it is, there will be most definitely help available.
Very good.
And you should be able to get help. Because what happens is that these children are young, 3 and 5. And if the mother is able to get help, then clearly this, the responsibility or the looking after of the children and the family environment will become quite positive and pleasant. But if the mother doesn't get any help, then what would happen is that this will become a burden. And because the mother is shouting and the children are copying that behavior, then the behavior of the children is going to get worse. Yes, the father is playing his role in a fairly good way, but if it is not being effective, as he says, that no results, then clearly we need to do something. And I think because the problem is not too bad at the moment, it is definitely much more easy to resolve such issues. Sometimes what happens is that because parenting, it doesn't come naturally, and it is a difficult task. But if someone is burdened with additional stress, or they are burdened with underlying mental health issues, mental health is very common. And we shouldn't think negatively or think of it as a stigma, or there shouldn't be any shame associated with it. But unfortunately, the society has made it look bad. So we are here to actually remove those taboos as well.
True.
So get the help. And there may be sometimes there are parenting courses. There are sometimes behavior management courses. I mean, they could obviously search for a behavior management course. These days, it's online courses. So it is possible that if the father himself tries to do that behavior management course online, they are fairly cheap, and you can actually do them online. He may be able to pick up lots of skills that he can use to actually help his wife as well. So that's what my suggestion would be in this particular case, the mother getting the right help.
But the bottom line is shouting will never help for children's upbringing.
Exactly.
It's going to further destroy the behavior rather than to fix. Yeah. Dr. This is the third one you've got today in our program. I'd like to include that. There's a child of 9 years of age, and he's a boy, and he's suffering from asthma and no mental health illness, whereas he's taking regular medication, inhalers, and the problem the parents are facing is rudeness. And the strategies they've adopted, they've been polite to him, they've given extra love and care, and the family history, as far as he's concerned, there's no family history whatsoever, any problem.
Okay, now, asthma is a fairly common condition with children, medical problem where they get breathing difficulties, and obviously they need an inhaler. Now, it's not clear that what's the frequency of the inhaler. Is he using them on weekly basis or monthly basis or daily basis? But clearly, asthma is a long-term condition. Okay. Although some children do tend to grow out of it, or it definitely gets symptoms much less. But if it is sort of like moderate rather than mild, then it can impact significantly on your performance.
But does it have a correlation with rudeness or behavioral issues?
Now, this is what I'm trying to come towards. Now, if he has got moderate sort of symptoms and it is affecting his physical health, if the physical health is being affected, it is going to affect his school. It is going to affect his attendance at school. It is possible that during the winter terms, he may be getting more infections and so forth, which means more time off school, disrupting his social interaction with others, and also the taking of the inhalers. If, let's assume that he's taking it on a daily basis, then that's a lot of psychological burden on him. Children, they begin to question, why am I different?
Yeah, true.
And sometimes he may be taking the inhaler with him at school.
Yeah.
So other children may be not accepting of that.
Yeah.
So usually at school, the teachers do try to educate other children as well. So these are additional burdens on this child. And he may be thinking, why am I sort of different than others? And they may be blaming parents or whatever. And this can sometimes, because any long-term illness with children, they can become quite stressful, anxious, worried, and this can cause behavioral difficulties, and rudeness is one of them. And obviously they can get angry or they can get emotional. It can reduce their self-esteem. They may become tearful and so forth. And sometimes, obviously, because if it all depends how the parents are treating that.
Okay.
So clearly, the parents sometimes can actually let them get away with lots of things. So in which case, that may be potentially another additional factor. Okay. And as we covered in previous episodes is, yes, I mean, the child has got medical problem, long-term problem. It's having a significant impact on his daily life or daily routine. But we still have to be firm with the rules and the regulation and the setting up of the boundaries. And if the boundaries are not adhered to, then applying the sanctions and so forth, but at the same time, rewarding the good behavior. So if he is being rude, this has to stop. And the way it can stop is the parents sitting with him and again, coming up with the boundaries and rules. And the rules can be simply basically you're not, should not use the swear words or whichever way he's being rude or disrespectful. And again, it's all the approach. If I say, for example, say, if you swear or you be rude, we'll take off your, screen time.
Okay.
Now he's going to get angry and upset and he's not going to agree to this. The other approach, which is more positive and you may get more result with this is, he's saying that if you are not rude today, you will be rewarded.
Right.
Or if you are again much less rude over the next week, you will be rewarded.
Okay.
So it's all the wording. Rather than using, if you are rude, you will not get this. So say, if you're not rude, you will get this.
Good.
So it's the rewarding the good behavior and defining what is good behavior, in this case, not swearing or not being rude.
And also explaining
or not
the problems he's facing at school due to his health issues.
Yeah.
So he should understand it, isn't it?
And sometimes what happens is that as parents, we can be quite harsh on children. Children coming from the school, they're upset. Now, if I can see the child is upset, ask him, what's the reason? And gently ask him, sit with him. The child may not want to speak at that particular time. Say, okay, or you may not be ready to or comfortable to speak about it. We'll talk about it later.
Yes.
When the child is feeling normal, then approach him again.
Yep.
So what is it that is upsetting you?
Yeah.
Now the child thinks that the parent's on my side.
Yeah.
So they will share their emotions.
Good.
Once your child is beginning to share their emotions with you, you have actually won every battle.
Yes.
Because now the child is developing a trust in you. Whereas on the other hand, the child's upset. Why are you upset? You're upset again.
Mm-hmm.
The child say, oh, so-and-so child is bullying me. Well, then, why don't you bully him back? Why don't you hit him back? Don't you have the courage? You're not sort of this and you're not. And in
it's
essence, what's happened is, rather than being positive, you've all gone negative and you're losing the trust and you've lost every battle.
True.
And this will affect your trust with the child. So in a nutshell, basically, any long-term medical health problem has psychological consequences, which can present easily in behavior difficulties. So the parents need to be understanding and supporting the emotional and physical needs of their child.
MashaAllah. But dear respected viewers of Mother and Child, a beautiful reply. We need to develop a friendship. We need to develop a relationship with our children. We need to listen to them. We need to talk to them. We need to find out the bottom line. We need to find out root cause. What is affecting their behavior? Why they are being rude? What's the problem? Where it is starting from? And then we need to try and resolve it. We need to try and address it. This is the basic bottom mashallah point which Dr. Sab has addressed. I hope this program must have benefited you. Inshallah, we'll come back with another beautiful episode with few other responses. Keep watching Madani channel. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Teach your children three things: love for your prophet, love for his family, love for Quran recital. Teach your children three things: love for your prophet, love for his family, love for Quran recital.